The second European Open Source Convention, EuroOSCON, is September 18th to 21st in Brussels, Belgium. Nat Torkington and Nikolai Nyholm preview the conference, and Nikolai explains that
open source in Europe is still a view of idealism, total cost of ownership. Can we bring down our costs on running a project? If we want to sort of take open source from the domain of pure coding into democracy, culture, business, we need to make people understand and frame open source in a wider context than just the code and the licenses which are being pushed out.
We have tried to make the conference very practical so that you can learn things in the conference that will shape how you think about business, shape how you think about the projects that you engage in and how you build new projects, so that you can take advantage of the pioneering work that open source did and build a community and protect what you've got and make a project that gets better with every new participant in it, rather than being limited to the old styles of production, which were very linear in their growth.
Open source is all about leveraging.
A good example here is what Lego is doing with bringing in their users to help design the new next version of the Mindstorms Next. Basically leveraging the customers and by opening up, getting a much closer relationship with customers and having the customers help build their own stuff.
Sessions like Democracy, A Hacker's Guide by the My Society folks, the guys who did They Work For You and other such applications in England, will show you how to leverage public knowledge to create a better working system.
Tone Atanas, who's a science author, who's explored things like generosity. Why is this happening? Why does this make sense for a business to engage in? Why is this something which is sustainable by human nature?
Nikolai is thinking about the big picture.
That's certainly true. Meanwhile, Nat's thinking about
the more immediate needs of developers and managers and saying, what kind of cool technologies can I take away from the conference right now and go and use? So we're talking about Ajax. We have sessions on Ajax, on mobile devices, sessions on Jabber, the messaging protocol that's gluing a lot of applications together. Lots of Java stuff in there, user interfaces. We're trying to make sure that technology is discussed in the conference that you can walk away with and use tomorrow.
JP Ramaswangi will be looking at even how big banking organizations can learn from the do-it-yourself mythology applied within IT, within the make hackers.
There are plenty of opportunities for people with widely different backgrounds to learn from each other, and not just in sessions.
We'll also on Wednesday have the .org day, where we'll have a bunch of the open source projects presenting and hopefully spur more discussion on and assistance into each of these and uses of each of these projects.
With the MakeFest, the makers who are going to be there demonstrating their stuff, they exemplify this trend of users creating value, whereas before there was obviously seen as, well, only those anointed few who are the producers can create the value. But in fact, it turns out that as with conferences, as with everything, the value is created by the larger number of people. And so these are people who buy the companies who sell them things. They are viewed as consumers, passive consumers. It's an awful word. But they are turning that around, breaking the seals on their products, voiding the warranties, and making the products more useful and creating things that the manufacturers had never imagined were possible. And that's what we're hoping to celebrate, both in software and in hardware and in culture, politics, and business.
That's EuroOSCON September 18 to 21st in Brussels. Find out more information at conferences.oreilly.com. Remember,
really what makes open source tech is code in a community governed by a license.
The European Open Source Convention from O'Reilly Media. Asking the big questions about open source.
What can we learn about this that we can apply to democracy, that we can apply to business, that we can apply to culture?